This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1381, How to Persuade a Difficult Audience in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Denver and Portland, USA. In today's episode, we answer a question from an Instagram follower. How and when do we use the phrase just because in English? Find out today. This episode was recorded a few weeks in advance.
Our understanding of the COVID-19 situation has changed since then.
We hope you are healthy and safe.
And we hope that All Ears English can be a bright spot in your day during this moment of uncertainty.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Jessica, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. Yeah, I love posting on our Instagram page and reading all the comments. We each have our own days that we post, right? So I just got to post something yesterday and sort of scrolling through and answering people's questions. It's super fun.
It's really cool. I mean, this is the channel where I feel like we are really in touch with our listeners. Guys, we get to communicate with you pretty much every day of the week. And it's just another way to connect, right? Video, audio, whatever it is, we're happy to be over there with you guys. But what are we talking about today, Jessica?
So we had a great question from someone on Instagram. I posted a couple weeks ago teaching you guys the idiom to take a crack at, to like try something new, right? Yeah. And somebody commented on that post. All right, I'm going to read it. So this subscriber, follower, that's what it is, a follower of All Ears English on Instagram, Little Black Star 1993 says, girls, can you do an episode on the phrase just because? I assume this is used for when you don't really have a reason to do something, but I'd love to hear from you on the situations in which I could use it. Thank you. And that was a great question. I had never really thought about this before.
Absolutely. And guys, don't forget, you can send us a message right there on Instagram and ask your question for an episode. We do get a lot of questions, so you got to be a little bit patient, but ask your question. Let us know what you're curious about in terms of English. So Jessica, let's get into this. I think there's about three different ways in which we use this just because. What do you think?
Yeah, totally. I mean, we reflected on this for a while before recording, right? Because we want to bring you guys the best advice that we can. And we came up with the three main ways that natives use this. It's interesting, right? Because it's not just like one meaning or one situation. But I think the most common situation is like when you want to dodge an answer. Like if someone asks you why you're doing something or why we have to do something, and you either don't have an answer, like you don't have a reason, or you just don't want to get into it. Like you don't want to get into the reason. That's really the most common time we use just because.
Yeah. And this really makes me think a lot of, you know, a mother and maybe a teenage kid or a preteen kid, right? If the kid is questioning why can't I stay out past 10 p.m. just saying, I mean, what do you think as a mother, Jessica, would you see yourself using this or some variation of this?
I already use it.
Okay.
I say, yeah. I mean, I do like as much as I can, I do really try and like respect James' yes. curiosity, right? Mm-hmm. And try to treat him, I mean, not like an adult, of course, but
yeah.
like a person who thinks and totally. Wants to know the motivations. Like I do want to have those conversations. But sometimes, guys, if it's the end of the day and I'm tired, yeah. you know, and I'm like, whatever, like James, finish the, or like you can't watch anymore. No more screen time, right?
Yeah.
Time to go to bed or time to read. And he's like, but why? We got to stay up late last night and I just don't want to get into it. I'm like, just cause.
Okay? Right.
Just cause.
Right. There are times when you just don't have the tolerance for it. I can imagine. Yeah. And I would imagine the older they get, the trickier they get and around those arguments. Right. Or, oh, but last Tuesday we were able to do this here. So why not this?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Good tool to have.
He's a little lawyer already. Like oh, he yeah. has his defense set. He has all the reasons. Right. Oh, yeah. And I'm like, I don't want to get into it. Just because. All right,
oh
buddy.
My gosh. That's awesome. I love that. A little lawyer. That's fantastic. So guys, that is the first way we use it, right? Generally like parents to a kid or some place where you just want to end the conversation and you just want to say just because. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so there's a few others. What is the other one? What's the next one, Jessica? Guys, where is everything happening these days? It's all happening on Instagram. Go and search for the All Ears English Instagram channel to stay updated on the fun things that are happening at All Ears English. Search for the All Ears English Instagram channel and follow us there. See you over there.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
One. So if you want to give someone some advice, maybe, right? Mm-hmm. Or you want to open a dialogue about something, you want to be sensitive mm-hmm. when you're introducing this topic or this advice, we also use just because, like right away in that instance. Is this something you do? Like, have you used this tool?
Yeah, I think I do it when I'm imagining, again, that, you know, that questioning is going to come up right away, you know?
Right.
So, so we're talking here about the sensitive moment, right? We're opening it up, and we know that that person in their mind is going to be a little bit concerned about what we're saying, right? So, saying
exactly.
something, opening it up by saying, you know, just because I'm concerned about this, I want to talk more.
Or exactly. Yeah.
It's like you're building your defense right from the start.
Exactly. We're all little lawyers today
exactly.
when we're thinking about when to use just because. Mm-hmm. But that's true, right? Like you're having empathy for the other person. And what it really is like you think the other person might be offended in some way.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Or mm-hmm. might be closed to what you are saying and mm-hmm. not want to hear what you're saying. So you want to tell that person that you're doing this because you have good motivation. Like
yes.
just because I'm worried, just because I care,
yes.
just because I've noticed lately. Mm-hmm, right? That mm-hmm. like there's some unhappiness or some negativity. So you're setting that intention from the beginning,
yep.
using that phrase just because with that emotion, right? I care, I'm worried, I love you. And that's what like you're going to follow that with. I think we should stop baking so many cookies.
That's especially
eating too much.
This would be a common line people might be using right now, right? During kind of being in quarantine, people might be cooking a lot more, eating a lot more at this moment. So absolutely. I
yeah.
love that.
So very useful.
So it's like, in a sense, it's meaningless, but it's more about the tone you're setting for what you're about
exactly.
to say. That's the key right there.
Yeah. You're setting your intention, right? Mm-hmm. You're letting the person know that like you're not criticizing them or being mean, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you're doing this from a good place, but mm-hmm. it's going to be hard to hear. I'm just like letting you know that right now.
Yeah. I love it. And again, guys, this is something you're not going to get in your textbooks. You're not going to see this really written in any traditional English course, but we're getting it right here, right now, because it's important for connection. Yeah.
Exactly. Guys, oh my gosh, there is, go ahead and Google. You're not going to find an English lesson like this about this phrase anywhere else. I mean,
No way.
Okay. So what is the third? Oh, I said Google and my phone turned on.
Oh yeah. It'll
always
do that.
Listening.
Oh, okay. It'll do it.
So what's the third okay. situation we use this?
All right. So this is the one where you are anticipating someone really asking why right away. And you're going to head that off by including it right in your statement. Okay. So for example, we're doing X just because we believe Y. Okay. So what would be an example of that, Jessica?
Well, just yesterday, actually. So as we're recording this on a Monday. So that means yesterday was Sunday fun day for us. Mm-hmm. And we're always kind of lazy, but, you know, I do want to be active, right? And it was a beautiful day outside. We went for a super long walk in the morning, and then we sort of like lazed around reading and stuff. And I thought, you know what? It's like really nice outside. Yeah. We need to take advantage of this. Mm-hmm. So I went up to James and I was like, just because it's so beautiful and it's gonna be rainy the rest of the week, we're gonna go outside again and go play laser tag in the park.
That's awesome. I love that. So it's a whole statement right in itself, and it'll get him off the couch out into the sunshine. I love it.
Right. Because like I already could anticipate what he would say if I simply just said, all right, we're going to go to the park right now.
Right.
I know for a fact he would say, well, we already had like a super long walk this morning. We already went outside. Like I knew he would say that. Mm-hmm. So instead, I anticipate that, right?
Yeah.
Headed off from the beginning.
I love it. Guys, this is about knowing your audience, right? Knowing who you're talking to, right? And what they're likely to say as a response, and kind of building that connection, building that argument. So good. Such a good skill for connection.
Oh my gosh, it's so great. It's that skill of empathy, right? Mm-hmm. Like you said, knowing your audience, anticipating their feelings, and just being ready and making sure that connection, that reason for communication is clear from the beginning. And that's really what this phrase, just because, communicates.
Yes, I love it. So that is your answer for our Instagram listener. Guys, remember, go ahead and ask your question on Instagram. Don't be shy. Don't hesitate. Let us know what's on your mind, because the best episodes come out of questions from you guys based on real authentic English. Yeah.
Exactly. So guys, if you're not following us on Instagram, follow us on Instagram. Mm-hmm. We have like new little quick win lessons almost every single day, guys. And you get to hear from all of us, Michelle, Lindsay, Aubrey, me. Just, follow us on Instagram. It's so much fun.
It's so great. All right. We'll see you guys over on Instagram. And Jessica, thanks for hanging out on the episode today.
My pleasure. It was super fun.
I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.